Good morning. This is Akashwani Kuhima. Reading you the morning news bulletin, I am Matsina. Minister for Power and Parliamentary Affairs, KG Kenye, has said that talks on the Frontier Nagaland Territory Authority demand by the Eastern Nagaland People's Organization, ENPO, are progressing smoothly. Addressing a press conference after the state cabinet meeting in Kohima yesterday, Mr. Kenye expressed hope that the central government will approach the matter with sincerity and avoid unnecessary delays in scheduling the process. He said the state has already submitted its recommendations to the center, which held discussions with the ENPO in August and September. He informed that while most issues have been agreed upon, some areas still need review. To examine these matters in detail, Mr. Kenye said a subcommittee has been constituted by the Personnel and Administrative Reforms Department with representatives from the ENPO.
To address those minutely, a subcommittee had been established by the PNAR department here in the state, along with the ENPO officials. That's a new development, and we hope that that will address the crux of the matter that is holding us back from further progress.
The minister further explained that the core issues revolve around the dissolution of the FNTA's Executive Council, the administrative arrangement in the event of a constitutional breakdown, as well as matters concerning funding patterns and the appointment of officials in the region. In Kohima, excise personnel manning the Kusama Interstate Check Gate seized 500 cases of assorted Indian-made foreign liquor on Wednesday morning. According to Deputy Commissioner of Excise, Kohima, Venezolu Dahu, the liquor was found hidden under bags of essential commodities in a truck. The driver, Rashidul Islam, aged 20 from Golpara District, Assam, was arrested for violating the Nagaland Liquor Total Prohibition Act 1989. Preliminary investigation revealed that the consignment was loaded from Dimapur and meant for delivery in Imphal. Local entrepreneurs and farmers in Nagaland have welcomed the new Goods and Services Tax, GST, reforms, highlighting their positive impact on small businesses, consumer transparency and affordability. Arhoni Murray, who runs a small car parts workshop with her husband in Mwaka District, says the revised GST structure has made auto spare parts more affordable and improved profit margins for small traders. She said it has helped them save on costs and earn a little better profit. Ms. Murray further noted that the new billing system has made transactions more transparent.
My name is Aroni Murray. My husband and I run a small car parts workshop. After the new GST system came in, we noticed that the prices of many spare parts have become more reasonable compared to before. It has helped us save on costs and earn a little better profit. The billing system is also clearer now, and customers can easily see the GST on every item. Overall, the GST system has brought more transparency and made business a bit easier for small workshops like ours.
A local farmer from Waka, Apen Kikon, shared that he recently purchased agricultural machines and tools at subsidized rates through the newly introduced GST initiative.
My name is Apen and I am a farmer. I recently bought agriculture machines and tools where I got a subsidized rate with the new introduction of GST card by the government of India. As a farmer, I am happy to inform that through this next gen GST reform, the farmers will get more benefit. And besides, machineries, seeds and fertilizers are now cheaper.
And the Sansar Khel Mahotsav 2025 will be held across Nagaland from October 29th. Aligned with the vision of the Fit India movement, the Mahotsav is organized under the initiative of the Member of Parliament Rajya Sabha Nagaland in collaboration with all district administrations. It aims to identify grassroots sporting talents and encourage participation in both indigenous and mainstream sports. In a statement, the MP's press secretary, Tenyebin Lohim, said the event reflects S. Pangnon Konyak's commitment to promoting youth empowerment and a vibrant sports culture. Further, the MP has appealed to athletes and sports enthusiasts across Nagaland to take part with dedication, discipline and determination, and to use this opportunity to showcase the state's sporting spirit and youthful energy. Participants can register at sansarkhelmahotsav.in or contact the MP's office at 70055-221-29 or 9612-523278 to join the celebration of sportsmanship and a fit Viksit Bharat. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned for the evening English news at 7:20. Have a good day.